It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? As we continue to do our survey of the book of Genesis, as we close it out and begin the next study, please that you look to the 23rd chapter, because that's where we're going to begin, chapter 23, 24, in that area of the Scripture, probably closer to 24. We're about to begin with the bride of Isaac. And so please open your Bibles as we go very quickly through this. And I know that it's been a few studies now that we have just been in this review, but it's just been wonderful for me, and I hope that you've enjoyed it too. While you're opening your Bibles and preparing for the study, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and we will begin reading with chapter 24, just a first couple of verses, just to prepare our hearts with God's Word and then begin the study. Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Preadventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, Beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. If the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again." And so let's begin now with prayer after reading God's precious word. Father, I thank you for the day. I just praise you for all that you do. Please, dear Lord, that you will bless us and use us. Make us your willing servants, that we may proclaim your word and just bring joy to a world that is lost and dying. Dear Lord, you are the only one that has the love and the joy that will change the life of an individual and change this world. And I ask today that you allow us to have that power and that strength and that wisdom and leadership to go forth and to share your precious word. Please, dear God, that you'll give us that strength, that power, and that we'll be obedient to follow and proclaim your word ever so clearly, that folks will be saved, that they will come to know your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as their Savior and as their Lord. Now please guide and lead us as we enjoy this study today, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There has been sections of this, of God's Word, that we have really spent quite a bit of time, and that was with the offering of Isaac, through the creation, the flood, all those things, as we have looked back through God's Word here in this precious book of Genesis. If you, again, do not understand, if you have never studied the book of Genesis, you will not understand the rest of God's Word. Everything is a beginning. It's the book of beginnings. And so please don't miss that. Don't think, boy, that's an old book that has no bearing on anything. Oh, my friend, it is a precious, precious book in God's Word, and do not ignore it, neglect it, look to it, study it, search it. And today as we are in the up to the 24th chapter in our kind of a survey of this book, we look now at something that Abraham is beginning to do. It's a little different than today. Instead of Isaac going out, and today why a young man will go out, and today in this world why it's not even the young man anymore. Sometimes it's a young lady that goes out searching for a young man to marry. And so as we looked at this day, back here at this time, Abraham is sending his servant out to find Isaac a bride. And he is told, and he is forced to make an oath, you will not, we will not have a bride from the Canaanites. You have to go back home. Go back to Ur of Chaldees, and that's where you will find Isaac's bride. And that's what we have read here in these first few verses of Scripture in the 24th chapter. You are to go back. The instructions were clear. The instructions were specific. The instructions were given by the father Abraham of how it was to be and how it was to be taken care of. And he sent his servant out. Now, let's take a good look at what has taken place here. Because as you go through, and I would love to read the 24th chapter, but I am not going to take time to read all of it, and I would love to and enjoy it, and please that you do, because it is a beautiful story as we look at how the servant is obedient to the father to go over to the old land, go actually home back to Ur of Chaldees to search out the bride. And I want to make mention here of something that I don't want you to miss, because it's a beautiful little picture here. When the servant inquires, the instructions was given of where he was to go. He was to get his son, his bride. He was not to get that bride from Canaan. And also, he was not to, if he would go to Ur of Chaldees, go to this land, talk to the bride-to-be, and she would say, I want to see the son. So then this Eliezer, I believe, is Abraham's head servant. And so I believe that this man that Abraham is sending is that man. But it says his servant, and you wouldn't put this into just anyone's hands, this responsibility. And so as this servant now is obedient to go, he, you know, and he inquires, he says, can I come back and get the son, get Isaac, and take Isaac to them? And the father says, no. Well, what happens if the bride will not come until she sees the son Isaac? And if and then the father says, if she will not come, then you are released of your oath that you have made concerning going to get my son a bride. There's a decision that the bride must make. And if she refuses to come after you have shown her what is to happen and the invitation to come and marry Isaac, if she refuses to come, then your responsibility as my servant, the responsibility to find my son a bride to bring her home, that responsibility is over with. And so what takes place then? Now that we have the instructions and everything, so now this servant heads out to find Isaac a bride. By the command, not the command of Isaac, but the command of the father. And so this servant goes across the land, and it's quite a trip as he travels with a group. He wasn't by himself, but he was the spokesman. He was the one responsible. And so, and when he goes to this land, he also brings many gifts. For when he finds the bride, she receives the gifts, many of these gifts, immediately. And so Get that in your mind now as we have this beautiful picture. The father instructs the servant of where he's to go. The servant now has taken an oath that he will do just that. And no matter what, he'll either come back with the bride or not. But he will not come back and get the son and take the son back. That won't happen. The son is here to stay. And so what took place then, as the servant is obedient now to go, the servant goes into the land, and the servant goes through he ends up at this well. You know, many of the things happen at wells, don't they, as we look at God's word. And this servant begins to ask some questions, and all of a sudden, here is this beautiful bride-to-be, and her name is Rebecca. And as the servant inquires of who she is, and we find that it is of Abraham's family. And you see, God's plan all the time was right in place. The servant goes through some questions, and as the servant goes through some questions, and the servant is invited to the house. And as the servant is invited to the house, why, we find and make this connection of family, of Abraham's family. And then the request comes, I want Rebecca to go home with me because I want her to be the bride of my master's son, Isaac. Will you come? Well, the first request of coming was that we need to prepare, we need to do this, we need to do that, and then we'll go. But the servant says, no, now. Now is the time. And so she had to make a decision. And so she made that decision. And she at that time then immediately followed the servant back through the wilderness, back through all of that travels in that land. And we find her to meet Isaac. Isaac was out in the field. As a servant was bringing Rebecca, his bride, he looks across the field. And so you see, he came part of the way, not near the travel, but come part of the way, and he met his bride. And what a wonderful reunion. What a wonderful meeting, not reunion, but meeting with Rebecca and Isaac. And they were married and were together forever. And it's such a beautiful picture. And you know, in the old movies, why you have this picture of two people seeing themselves across this valley or this meadow, and when their eyes meet, why they just run to meet each other. And that's the picture that we have here. The excitement of coming together. So we have several things here. We have the father sending the servant. We have the servant going. We have the servant inviting Rebecca, the bride-to-be, to come back with him. We have a decision of Rebecca to agree to come, to leave her family, to leave her people, and to come back with the servant. And then we have this meeting part of the way home. It's most of the way home, but not all the way home. We have Isaac out in the field and him seeing Rebecca. And what a wonderful meeting. And please read that in this 24th chapter, because it is a beautiful, beautiful story, as I just take a few minutes right now to look at this story. So now as they come back, and Rebecca returns, makes a decision, and meets Isaac, and is forever home then with Abraham, with Isaac, and with the servant. Now, what, besides a beautiful love story as we have here, what else do we have here that is such a beautiful picture? And you know, the Word of God, as we look through the times of when the Lord Jesus was here upon earth, he would speak many times in parables. And those that were on the outside didn't understand, but those that stayed God would show exactly what he meant. And so you see, as we look at a picture, such a beautiful love story as this, there is also a beautiful spiritual picture here for us to see. Now let's back up and let's look to Abraham. Abraham being the father, and yet Abraham here being the picture of God the Father. Let's look at the servant. Let's look at this servant. He is the one that chooses to go to get the bride. That servant is none other a picture than the Holy Spirit. Now, who is the bride? The bride is you and me. We are the bride of Christ. So if we have God the Father as Abraham, the Holy Spirit, he is this servant. And then, of course, we have Isaac being the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the bride being you and me. Now, we have all the characters. Now, let's look at the work that's being done this very day as the Father sent the servant, the Holy Spirit, down here to this earth. Jesus Christ will never come back to this earth until everything is finished. And first of all, and many people look at the before the tribulation period begins. Now, right now is the church age. God is collecting his bride, the bride for his son, the Lord Jesus. He is collecting, he is gathering the bride to bring her home to the son, the Lord Jesus. It's exactly what we find this servant doing. He went to get Isaac, his bride, by the command of the Father. The servant was obedient to go and travel this distance, came to this foreign land, and inquired. And a couple things. Number one, the servant comes and asks. It's exactly what happens to you and me. Don't miss this. The servant, the Holy Spirit, comes through God's Word and speaks to your heart. Now, you have a decision to make. You've heard me many, many times talk about the personal relationship with Jesus Christ that each and every one of us must have. And in order for us to have that, there must be a decision made that we are going to follow the Spirit, follow the servant back home, back to heaven, back to the land of Canaan, the promised land that is given here. And so, as the servant, as the Holy Spirit comes and speaks to your heart, you must respond. You don't just become, and it's so sad, that's a trick of the devil today, that because you're a member of the church, because you've taken the Lord's Supper, because you've been baptized, because you've done all these good things, that makes you a member of the church. That makes you the bride of Christ. Well, it does not. The only way that you can become the bride of Christ is if you accept and you accept that call. When the Spirit of God calls you, then we must accept it. And Rebecca left her homeland. She left everything that she knew, and she began to follow the Spirit of God as the Spirit of God was leading her to Jesus Christ, leading her to Isaac, the servant leading Rebecca to her husband, Isaac, the bride-to-be, as that bride was coming and awaiting that time, and that the marriage supper of the Lamb that takes place during the seven-year tribulation period that's here upon earth. And so we have right now the church age. That's right now. The church age is right now. The Holy Spirit right now is gathering and asking and collecting the bride. And that bride is could be you, it could be me, and it is me because I have accepted the call. And upon accepting the request, upon accepting the invitation that is given to me, I immediately receive the gifts from God. And so did this servant. This servant handed these gifts unto Rebekah upon her agreeing to go. He bestowed upon her these gifts. And as they begin the travel home, he continued to share with her who her husband to be was, what he was like, who he was. He told her all about Isaac. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit is doing right now with you and me. It is telling us and teaching us, once we have made that decision to go, and you must make a decision to trust in Jesus Christ today, and then you begin a trip. You begin this voyage from the old world right to Jesus Christ. That walk in your life could be a year before you die. That walk could be 40 years, 50 years, 80 years, whatever it is, from the time that you trusted in Jesus Christ as your Savior, that walk started. You immediately received many gifts. You receive the forgiveness of sins. We receive that burden of our sins is taken away from us, so that burden is gone. And we begin then to receive all these gifts, and we begin to be taught by the servant, by the Holy Spirit, about our husband, Jesus Christ. And as he is collecting the bride, and as we're walking through this old wilderness here, and we're finding our way back home, being led by the Spirit, being led by the servant. Now, let's get to the final picture here. We're back to them, the servant bringing Rebekah back to Isaac. Them seeing each other. But Isaac wasn't home. He had come part of the way. And he sees the bride come, his bride coming, Rebekah. And he comes to meet her. Now, isn't that exactly what Jesus Christ is going to do when the church is raptured? All those that are dead, their spirits, their soul went to be in the presence of Jesus Christ immediately. But their body laid in the grave. You and I, if Jesus Christ would rapture his church today, take his church out of here and the tribulation period start, we are going to be brought out of this land, out of this away. We're making this voyage, and we will meet him in the air. Jesus Christ will come to meet us, not come all the way to the earth. Remember, Abraham says, no, you can't get Isaac and take him all the way back. No. But what you can do is you go and get his bride. And I believe that the Father knew, even though they didn't have the communications of the phones and the radios and anything else of the day, yet there he knew it was time. And Isaac was in the field, and he saw his bride coming, and he ran to meet her. And that's exactly what Jesus is going to do. As the time comes, and when this church age ends, and all his bride will be together in one, and we will meet him in the air, and forever we shall be with the Lord. What a wonderful, beautiful picture that we have with the Abraham sending his servant, with Rebekah agreeing to come, and then receiving the gifts, and then all this long voyage, and it was a long, many, many days, as they traveled. And as that trip was going on, we find that the servant was telling Rebekah about Isaac. Oh, as we travel through this life, we're no longer home. We're no longer here. We're heaven bound, and we need to be visiting and fellowshipping in the Word of God with the Spirit of God as He tells us and teaches us about the Son, Jesus Christ. And He will do that. The servant will do that, and He wants us to know all about it. And when they met, when Isaac and Rebekah were in the field and they saw each other, they knew. And we find that Rebekah ran to meet Isaac. And we will do the same. Oh, and we, those that are dead, that have died already, those graves will be open, and they will come, and then they'll receive their glorified bodies. We will receive our glorified bodies, and we'll meet the Lord in the air. What a beautiful day that's going to be. What a wonderful day that will be. I hope that you see this picture that we have here, because the Word of God is full of these pictures. And I hope that you don't miss these pictures, because they are so beautiful. And they're hidden to the lost, but they're shown to us. And as Rebekah left, those that stayed didn't see, didn't understand, didn't know anything. But Rebekah did. She began to be taught by the servant. And we're the same way. And this old world's going to look at us and wonder who we are and what we're doing and what it's all about. And they think it's just a bunch of nonsense. Well, it's not. It's real. Because I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home to heaven to meet my Savior, Jesus Christ. And read that 24th chapter so that you can see that. You've got to see that. I don't want you to miss that beautiful picture that we have here in the 24th chapter of Abraham sending his servant and the bride accepting and coming. And the part that I really, really don't want you to miss, you can't miss, and that is the acceptance, the decision to go. Rebekah had to make that decision. You have to make that decision today to trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. The servant is here. The Holy Spirit is calling you. You have to make that decision. Don't go back to some old tradition that your church has taught you. This is the Word of God. That's our instruction. That's our direction. This is the only book that the Spirit of God can teach us from, not some other book that some man has taught or shown us. And so we have now the arrival, and I want to show you here as we look at this the beautiful study of the Scripture here, and as we find these beautiful verses of Scripture as they return, and we find in the end of the of this chapter, chapter 24, verse 65, and Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself, and the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into her mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted from his mother's death. Oh, can you see that? She lifted up her eyes, because all the time, we find ahead of that here, that Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah saw. What a wonderful picture. What a beautiful, beautiful story. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I told you there'd be places and times that would take some time, but that was it's too important for you to miss, because that may be the very calling and the very story that you needed today from God's Word for the Spirit of God to touch your heart so that you will come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. Please, please today, trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?